strong quake hits Mexico. Uzbek raids could be a prelude of doom for Christians, and a ministry launches projects in East Africa despite growing troubles. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake near Oaxaca, Mexico, and resulting aftershocks shook Mexico yesterday. Compassion International's concerned. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says they have children in the region, but it's unclear if any of them are victims.
We're looking at about 4,000 Compassion children that could be affected by this in the area. We're not sure just how far the damage is, how far the shockwaves were felt. It hit right in the middle of Mexico, so this is just a region where we are going to have more Compassion Child Development Centers.
The major cities aren't the concern. It's the small villages with few building codes. Redmond says if it's like the recent Philippine crisis, it could be days before they know anything about their kids. Sponsor a child in Mexico or support Compassion's Emergency Complementary Interventions Program at our website. Next, Uzbekistan has tightened its grip on unregistered churches in the last month with a series of raids. Forum 18 reports that all Christian books were confiscated from an unregistered church. The pastor was fined 100 times the minimum monthly wage. Another church and a woman's home were raided too. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says these are bad signs.
It really does seem like Uzbekistan is beginning to step up its campaign against unregistered churches and groups of any kind, but of course we're watching to see what sort of trickle down this has on even the registered churches.
Uzbekistan earned its spot as 7th on the Open Doors World Watch List for the persecuted church, but these raids could be indicators of even worse human rights violations to come. Pray for the church as they brace themselves. It's too dangerous to give specifics about growth, but Griffith says,
you could look in a global perspective. Typically, the more they try to stamp the church out, the more it grows.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries is about to embark on a project that will reach into some of the most dangerous parts of East Africa.
Our partners have been able to obtain permission to do an Old Testament recording of Swahili and Somali. These are both significant projects. The Old Testament requires a lot of work and good readers.
That's Audio Scripture's Tom Dudenhofer. Somalia ranks 4th on the Open Doors World Watch List of countries noted for persecution of Christians. The church there is deep underground. However, Dudenhofer says in a failed state,
they realize everything around them is broken and they're looking for hope. And so perhaps this is what God's going to use sometime in the future to open the hearts of more people for His word.
The Swahili project launches first. The groundwork for Somalia is being laid. Keep praying wisdom.
Persecution that's taking place in the country and just the disruption to life from the militant groups will be some complications.
And as revival continues to sweep across India, church leaders are catching a vision for missions. After conducting a number of pastors' conferences in India, the Mission Society's Michael Mosley explains,
these pastors and lay leaders are catching the vision that it's their responsibility now to do the ministry of missions in their country among their own people. And it's no longer the West or Europe that's coming to evangelize. They themselves are taking the responsibility of sharing Christ in other cultures, even within their country.
At a recent conference, though, pastors caught more than just a vision for reaching India. Daryl Whiteman encouraged them to reach surrounding nations.
They think about their own culture, their own people. But when he begins to teach about reaching out to other cultures, it's new information for them, and it really enhances and challenges them.
Pray for follow-through. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.